Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, and I'm back after my sabbatical.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here, as always, with Keith Malley and Hemda. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome me back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. When do you listen to Andrea when she fills in for you?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm a huge fan.
Okay.
I just think she should talk about me more. Mm-hmm. And all of you should.
We, no joke, like, so Keith and I talk a little bit after every show, or at least we kind of give, you know, hey, how'd that go? And we're always like, gotta find out what Bianca thinks of this episode. Like, sometimes we're like, we're just not going to know until Bianca tells us. or we're like, can't wait to hear what Bianca heard in this episode. It's like a whole different thing.
Like, it's like being friends with a real freak.
But how did we feel about last week?
Me?
I have to know how I felt. So yes, please tell me.
Well, it sounded like a classic Andrea gambit, which I love, of like, here's something that happened last week, which reminds me of four anecdotes about myself that I could tell. And
what did you think hearing, she's not sure why she isn't getting better being sick, but she keeps going to different urgent cares?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, and the best thing is when she's like, and then I texted my doctor. It's like, why don't you just go to the doctor, right? The insurance. And then it's somehow, you know, a diatribe against your country, you people. And it's like, you know, you can't say go back to where you came from.
Right. Not Nobody, nowadays.
Not even to a white person, right, anymore. So, you know, you don't know what to say to her. You're just like, all right, well, I guess suffer then. I mean, I've been there. You know, I had a whole year of bad stuff. Right. At least I didn't get a cold that whole time, you know?
Wow.
So what do I know?
Right.
You know?
So we haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
Think about it.
My life is 100% different.
What's happening?
Well, I went to Martha's Vineyard. I went to the beach. I had a lovely time. I came back. My new roommate moved in while I was gone.
Interesting. How did you feel about that? Out of control?
Yes. Bit. Cuckoo. But then I was like,
how do you
like,
say nicely, don't touch my drawer?
Well, Keith, it's funny you bring that up.
But make yourself at home.
Because I texted my friend Nora and I said, now, how do I tell my new roommate not to put anything in this drawer without sounding insane?
Right.
And she goes, there's no way to do it without sounding insane. So you just have to preface it with, this is going to sound insane. I didn't do it preemptively. Mm-hmm. But when I got home, first thing I checked was the drawer. She had not put anything in there.
I would be, if I saw that drawer, I would be so nervous. I would just close it right away. That's not for me.
It was a diary. I saw it. No.
But all my stuff was with me. So it was out of it. So it didn't necessarily look like an important drawer.
Right. It would be funny. Like, she did have keys there and you just got to take them and put them on a table somewhere.
Yeah. So then I brought it up to her. I was like, you know, I have this practice of every day when I get home, I'm a fucking lunatic. So here it is. And she was like, okay.
Right.
She's very nice. Good. So
by nice, you mean quiet.
Yes, quiet. She bought a microwave.
Oh.
I haven't had one in like 10 years. So, you know, things are happening.
Yeah, I see that. Good for you.
Things are heating up.
And then my dad came to town.
Right.
Frigging haven't seen him in like 4 years, and we had a great visit.
You guys do talk on the phone sometimes, right?
We talk on the phone like once a week, pretty much.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't think I've ever spoken to my family once a week.
Yeah, we have like a Sunday call routine, but sometimes it's just him calling and talking for like
usually
half
it's about
an hour, and me just like holding the phone kind of far away from my head.
Like, usually it's about him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And this time?
This time he was in on my turf. Mm-hmm. We did what I wanted to do. We hung out with my friends and he was present. He was grateful. He
Isn't
was
that funny?
Happy.
This is all what we need from our dad.
Right.
You want to meet my friend with the restaurant that I want to go to? My dad was such a little shit about it. Like, I think we were celebrating something I did. Like, I think I graduated high school or something. something. And oh no, it was my birthday, and my favorite restaurant was Planet Thai in Williamsburg. And he's only like a Chinese food if we're gonna do Asian. Any Asian food. But who gives a shit? Like, have a sandwich and then come meet me. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going with my family. You people constantly say that you want to hang out with me. Fucking piss face the whole time. He's such a little shit about it. I'm like, what? You want to hang out.
Right.
This it's right. not about the food. Like, let me have.
Do they subconsciously want you to think you're doing them? They're doing you a favor? Dad's the same way.
I think they're just egomaniacs who, when they are in a discomfort of any kind, like you change the channel, you sit in their seat, you go to the one restaurant that they like. They only like one restaurant mm-hmm. about one thing, and if it's not their way, it's like, well, the whole thing sucks and I'm doing this for you. And it's like, do you know how to do anything for anybody?
Right.
Because this is not how you do it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's like, can you imagine he comes to Planet Thai and he just has a conversation, even about himself. And I'm just like, yeah, he tolerated the food that I didn't even make and he doesn't have to clean up and right. you know, he doesn't even have to pay for it, but he's right. going to insist. And we had such a great time. I didn't talk for a second, but he didn't. You know, call me fat.
Yeah. My dad likes to be put out. If I take him to a restaurant, as soon as a foot is in the door, so loud. And it can be soft music. It can be half a crowd. It's so, like, you were ready. Your sentence was done before the door closed behind you.
Yes. They love criticizing. They're like, look at the waitress, what she can do her hair. I'm like,
right.
It's not like the hair is going to, she's in a bun. You know, right. So it's not going to get in your food. So that's not what you're concerned with. You just don't like the way she looks.
Yeah.
How does she get through the aisles? She probably eats a lot here. I'm like, what? Eyes on me. Eyes on me. Right. You rarely see me and you beg to see me constantly. So here I am.
Well, anyway, Bianca, congrats.
Yeah, I know. He was just happy that I like have good friends and nice, you know, I'm all set up.
Right.
But, you know, it's kind of interesting because it's like he's my parent. So it's like, yeah, you should just know this or like right. you should have been engaged with this success that I'm having in life.
How fun would it be a newlywed game? But how well does our dad know us?
Oh my God. You know who did that? Jimmy Kimmel did that on Father's Day. He did like Man on the Street thing.
Right.
Oh my God. So he asked fathers, like, when are your kids' birthdays? And they were like, fuck. Or like, what color is your daughter's eye? And he's like, brown. And she's just like, seriously? Like, what is one of your kids' teachers' names? They're sweating.
Right.
And then they turn to one of the mothers and she's like, well, his birthday's on this, this birthday's on that, the teacher's this, and like, and just like knows everything.
Right.
And don't you feel stupid? I thought they were going to be like, you know, who's the friend that they like slightly deeper, quite not at all. When's the birthday? What color eye?
But it's what funny is your kid's name?
Right. It's funny they agreed to it. Yes, I will do this. Okay. What's your kid's name? Shit, you're good. Jimmy.
Gotcha journalism. So yeah, that was that. That was like good. A whirlwind because it was not planned very far in advance.
Maybe
and,
that's
good. And it was better. Yeah. It was right? just like, boom, we're doing it. It's happening. And now it's over.
Yeah. Goodbye. So you don't have to like look for it coming.
And then also Whitey Puzzleman's Crossword Hour is charting on mm-hmm. Apple Podcasts. Number 1,127th on the charts.
The higher the number, the better, probably.
Yeah.
That's great.
Seriously, though, that's really good. You just started and there are literally a million podcasts.
Oh, my God. I don't know how many there are. So I just thought it was so funny to get that email.
No, that's great.
That's still good.
Really?
Okay, well, then I'm just bragging. Look at me. I'm amazing. But I think it helps if you leave a review, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what the robots are like. Oh, people like you.
Give Whitey Puzzleman those stars. Give it a mm-hmm. review.
Go for it.
Go for 100,000.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'd like to also say quickly that it was hilarious to see in the show notes for Rachel Green's episode that my picture I sent you of the snack pack mm-hmm. HQ door with yes. the Keith and the Girl sticker on it.
Very flattered.
Brought to you by was right next to all of these naked pictures of her with like her gigantic breasts hanging down in her butthole and then like my little handwritten sign. I was like, show business, man. You never know. You never know what you're going to get. But everybody at work was like so floored that we were sponsored.
All right.
They were like, Bianca, who do you know? What? Like, they truly do not understand anything about my life. They're like, why do you go to Queens? I'm like, do you like the snacks or not? Jesus Christ.
What's the latest snack?
Well, today I went and I got 3 cases of seltzer and clementines, but I went by myself and I had to carry all of that back in an IKEA bag. And man, I think I might be the strongest woman alive.
Probably.
I felt like when you see like a guy pulling a tractor trailer truck. It was so heavy.
It's with your teeth.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, I do it, you know, for the love of the team.
Mm-hmm. We do have to, as New Yorkers, when we go grocery shopping, it's so different than any part of the country because you're not doing the math of how much you're going to eat for the week. You're doing the math of how much you're going to carry back home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. I've actually had to learn this because I go to Trader Joe's in a different borough. So I cross the water. And so I've started with a lot. The bag broke halfway through I get home. Mm. People are so nice, though. Like some woman took out a bag from her bag and like helped me out, but it's such a shit. You're just hot. And now I know exactly how many to fill out 1 or 1.5 bags. It's
damn,
amazing.
Hamda.
Yeah. I know grocery math.
Science.
I know.
I picked up a watermelon and I went, what am I doing?
Right. Nobody in New York is allowed to have watermelon. Yeah,
a whole watermelon is 10 cents. They cut it up in a little thing. It's $5. Like, you got me.
Yeah, I was really struggling today, but I mean, I had a little bit of a hiccup last week with the snack pack. I'll just tell you this one brief story, and then we'll move briskly ahead to last week's episodes. Mm-hmm. But so, you know, I was stressed out. My dad was coming to town. Haven't seen him. You know, very anxious. And then a coworker of mine comes to the area, and she goes, hey, can I ask you a favor? This week, can I just give you 50 cents for a seltzer?
Whoa. The fuck? Instead of the $2 for the week.
This is so funny. Just go out and get a seltzer.
Just give her $2 and take one seltzer. You help the team out.
That's what I said. I was like, no, Christy, you have to give me $2 if you want a seltzer. And then she was like all wounded and felt bad. And I was like, Christy, it's not about a capitalist enterprise. Right. It's about collectivism. Your $2 goes to next week so that everyone can have a nice thing. Like really just having to spell it out.
Yeah.
And then also being like sort of intense in my eyes, like with fire, like we're all going to love each other. Okay.
And then she's thinking you're the top 1% of the top 1%.
She's like backing out of the room. She's like, never mind then. I don't need one. And I was like, just take one. It's on me. Oh. And she was like, no.
She did the right thing. Don't touch that. You're the one who killed Jeffrey Epstein.
Today she was like, can I help you go to Whole Foods and get the stuff? And I was like, finally, you get it. But I was like, no, it's fine. I'll go it alone.
Yeah.
No,
that's so funny. I feel like it shows you the bigger picture. Like if she's at home married with someone, I just picture her taking offense at everything that maybe like her partner says or her kids say, like, it's always on me to, no, bitch, like just participate or don't, nothing is personal.
Is she the one that loathes a dry chip?
No.
Okay. Cause you got a lot of characters at that building. Gotta be honest. You ever catch somebody taking a seltzer on the way home, on the way out? And you're like, no, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine with me.
All right.
But I do sit right next to it, so I could just quickly like snap my head and look over. Like,
interesting.
You're enjoying that, are you?
Then you pretend you're writing a spreadsheet.
Yeah, exactly. Click, clack, click, 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 clack. Shoes, clothes, fashion. Anyway, last week's episodes, yes. Somebody on the forums was like, listen, I got my friends to listen. And thank goodness you guys are just knocking it out of the park every single ep, proving my point as a fan, which is that my friends should listen and everybody should share the show, etc. So we start the week, episode 3126.
Ridiculous.
Shooter McGavin with Lucas Connolly, a fast becoming a new fan favorite.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. It's so lovely to have him in here. He's friends with everybody. He comes in like...
Not friends with me.
We should book you guys together.
I'm just saying. Yeah, you should. No, JK, go ahead.
but what a clever title, first of all.
Yeah.
Thank you. I did that one.
To deal with mass shooting.
Maybe I shouldn't be so proud.
That was me being glib. Yeah, you talked about
Gilroy, California, El Paso, Texas, Dayton, Ohio. And, you know, of course, there's mass shootings literally every single day, but these are the ones that make the news, the ones that everybody knows about. And when you have these big ones back to back, it shakes people up for a second.
It does. This might be weird to say, but it is helpful for me to have this show for when big, disgusting things happen. Like, I think the world is a shit place, but we get to joke around about it and it takes some of the sting out, which maybe you're not supposed to. Maybe you're supposed to like live in the sting, but I don't know. I think I would be more paranoid that this stuff is like coming at us if I didn't get to joke about it.
I agree. I mean, I think it's just so bizarre. It's so beyond. And, you know, like when scary stuff happens in life, like, you know, when you fell and broke your leg and then Keith had to run and then there was like a whole hospital situation, like things can turn on a dime for sure, and it's scary even if it's not like a random act of violence like that. That just adds, like, you know, I think terror is the best word for it, where it's just like constant panic as a people.
You like, just want to slap one of these shooters and be like, it's hard enough.
Yeah.
What I broke my leg last year.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't run if you start shooting.
Right. Yeah. Motorcycle makes makes noise from its engine and everybody's nervous. They start running around in Times Square.
Yeah.
We're our own terrorists.
But at least you and Lucas found some solace in the movie Crawl.
Yes, we agreed. He didn't even have to finish his sentence. He's like, it was great when the alligators. I'm like, yes.
Oh my God, that's right. I saw Keith fall in love with Lucas this week.
The alligators, when they eat people, the movie Crawl is great. When the human beings have to regroup, it's boring.
Have you seen Keith light up at another guy?
Yeah.
It's heaven.
So nice.
It's so sweet. It's like, oh my God, they're going to be looking straight forward watching football in no time.
Kiss. You know?
He's like actually like, oh my God, this is so exciting. I have a new friend. And then, what's the tell? On the way out, he goes, you play poker?
And
Lucas does.
Ooh.
It's coming.
Bring your own axe.
He'll play a little, we'll do a little poker, we'll do a little axe throwing, he'll write a letter on my behalf, being my fake ex.
Yeah.
And we'll have a lot of fun.
We do have to try that axe throwing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you also talked in that episode about the missing kids from the Runaway Train video.
Do you know that song?
Yes. Runaway train never coming back. Run away on a one-way track. Seems like...
Okay, so you do.
Yeah. You looked at me like, prove it.
Right, I did. So 20-some kids out of the 35 kids or so that they showed in that video that were missing were found. It's the, 20th year reunion, 25th year reunion?
Yeah, I love that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I feel like... Maybe I've influenced you slightly where I'm like, oh, it's Keith's bummer episode of the week. And then you're like ending with a nice story. And then I feel like it's a little quiet wink to your old pal, Bianca.
You get it.
Yeah.
You get it.
So yeah, thank you.
It, but what do you think about my idea that by law, all videos should show at least one missing kid?
I love it. Funny. That was a really funny bit. I was giggling out loud.
I don't care if it's Cardi B. Just at the end, one kid's missing. Show me.
Yeah. I don't know, though. Music videos aren't as like, you have to seek them out more now. I feel like that Runaway Train video was somehow on TV for my entire childhood.
It was on the gas station pumps. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how they managed to do that, get that exposure. Should we move along?
Sure. The poll, of course. Do you like movies and TV shows that are especially violent?
I hate it. I can't do it.
55% say yes, they do. Mm. And I do. And Henda says, well, you're talking about this Amazon show, The Boys. You love it because it's especially violent. Fast and Furious isn't violent enough for you. We're talking about guns. Shouldn't people be watching what you're up to, Keith? And I'm like, yes, that's why we need gun laws, because you can't tell.
So, but a while ago, when the Batman shooting happened, you were like, what if we don't have violent movies at all? Have you changed your mind?
You know, it's stupid to say that these shootings are because of video games. You know, stop the guns. You don't gotta stop the video games. But, you know, all of it adds when, you know, yes, there's a shooting in Batman. It wasn't in the Smurfs. It adds. I don't know why you can't just take guns away, but yes, I think it adds. I'm sure violent movies or a violent video game fucks with a kid's head. And then you gotta look at yourself and be like, is it worth it? Mm-hmm. I guess The Boys is fucking great.
Meanwhile, Keith's like, I'm taking him to see Chucky. Right. I want him to like me so fucking bad. We all make sacrifices. Life is a give and take.
Okay. I sent him a care package.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You didn't fuck that up?
No.
Did you send it that same week so he doesn't get it on the last day of camp when he's coming back?
He's supposed to get it today, actually.
Well, he has like 4 more days, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you put it together. You went to the post office. Mm-hmm. You packaged it. Mm-hmm. All right. Wow. And what, you have a picture of it here?
I have. Here's what I wrote. It says, biggest congrats ever on the front of the card. Mm-hmm. And then inside I wrote, congrats, you've been selected to receive a care package.
Cute.
Now, your mom just visited you, but we all know there's nothing like getting a box in the mail. Just be sure to share so you don't get sick. I couldn't find the candy Mentos, so I put cat food instead. It's the good stuff, and I really did. I saw like $5 for cat food, so I threw it in there with the other candy.
That's really funny.
Enjoy, have fun, and keep being nice to everyone you meet. Keith and your mom and Chucky. Chucky signed it too.
That is the sweetest card. Mm-hmm. That is so sweet.
Keith's like doing his dating thing, but right. With the kids,
right.
It's no, it's really just called like being nice,
right.
And considerate. Right.
So I tricked them.
Yeah, it's a trick.
Yeah, I mean, he only picked one to do all the stuff to, but right. That's okay.
No, the other two, I think they might have died. I'm not sure. Okay, we have to move on.
Yes.
Uneven Oxen with Carrie Gravenson.
Yes.
Now, Keith was a little bit nervous about calling this Uneven Oxen, right?
Yeah. I don't know how or when.
You think
when.
Your dad has a Google alert for my, that?
Well, sometimes, you know, once in a blue moon, he has to go to the website. Yeah. I just know he does.
Especially because it's in your signature of your email.
Right.
And you forget.
I forgot that. So, you know, to see the phrase uneven oxen, which is one of the five things he repeats constantly
right.
About how people need to be the same, you know, religion everything. And race and everything, quite frankly. I think he would recognize, wait a second, my son just wrote me out of nowhere, Uneven Oxen, mm-hmm. And there's a show title, Uneven Oxen. Now I'm going to read the description. It mentions family and the emails, mm-hmm. You know, so.
It's just not the way that you want him to find out, right. Even though you're fine with him finding out.
Yes. With yeah. That said, I still called it Uneven Oxen.
Yes. And that was mine too. And I was so glad that he took it because I fully understand why you wouldn't want to do that. And obviously it would be cool, but right. Yay.
What wow, did you think? Hemda, oh, yeah. 2 for 2.
Mm-hmm. Thank titles. You. Mm-hmm. What did you think of that episode?
I like when Carrie's on because I feel like she's sort of like a part of the crew in a way where she's like a annoying little sister or something. Like you're just like, yeah, Carrie, you right. Fucking idiot or whatever. Because like okay. I've seen her, you know, at social events and stuff too, at yeah. Like at hanging out
Yeah, but, she plays poker with us. She hangs out for real. Yeah,
yeah, she hangs out for real, and you're just like, ah, fucking shut up. But also, you're on the show. It's like a special kind of energy.
That is the nicest way to say how we are feeling in that episode. Yeah.
Oh, pray tell.
It felt a little stressful.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I thought there was a lot of interrupting that particular show.
Yeah.
Like she was interrupting you?
Yeah.
This is the thing. Like, interesting. This one's hard because we both really love Carrie. And I think it is exactly what that is when she comes on the show. It's not just a comic. It's somebody that genuinely hangs out with us. She's coming camping with us and stuff like that. But because she's integrated into us, like some of our jokes got cut off and we were like, stop, wait, right. I'm obviously getting to something.
Especially when the thing obviously has a role to it. For example, me rating my dad. I'm going to rate my dad, P.S., fuck you, P.P.S., blah, 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 P.P.P.
So for that, for example, it had been a couple of interruptions by then, and I know Keith's on a roll. So if you looked at the cameras, I actually held up my finger to say stop. I was like, because I didn't, because what Keith is doing is not going to be funny if it gets interrupted, because it's stupid. Like everything, right. Like a lot of the jokes that we're throwing out are stupid, but if he's on a roll, it's going to be so funny if that roll finishes. So I told her to stop. It's not a good feeling, but I think
it's good. I just feel like with Carrie, there's like a special thing of like, she's always going to be on
right.
the show, no matter how annoying she is.
Well, it's a government thing, you know?
Yeah, it's like you know, there was some sort of a trial right. and, you know, she has to be your butler now or whatever. Anyway, I liked it. I mean, everybody was like, really thirsty for an emails update.
Right. Well, I heard the email part again, and it didn't sound so interrupty to me.
Yeah, that's why we were wondering.
You're on a hair trigger for that.
Maybe, but it is her. Funny how you described her, though. Well, before you knew.
I mean, I've felt that way about her every single time she's right. been on the show.
It is like a little sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
We were talking about Neil deGrasse Tyson and his stupid tweet.
Give me a frigging break.
And he was like, guys,
so disappointing.
Yeah, all these shooting guys. Maybe you don't know that 500 people die a year from the flu. We don't talk about that. 300 people die in car accidents. We don't talk about that. Try not to let your feelings blah, blah, blah. What a moron. And do you know his apology was just as stupid? When everybody complained, a day or two later, he finally goes, you know what? I'm sorry. I realize that even if my facts are correct, which he's saying they are, that now is not the time. So he's still praising himself, saying he's right, just now's not the time. No, the things aren't related. Accidents that we keep trying to improve on and gun shooting that we do nothing about, they're not related, you astrophysicist.
Also, like when you came home with a 95, did your parents go, your brother came home with 102? Like, fuck off.
Probably.
Also, when you discover, right, when you discover a new star, we're like, we already have a billion of those. Like, just because you can relate numbers to other numbers, it doesn't mean that it's the time for it. It was so disappointing.
I think the biggest problem with him is that he has an audience now where you're just like, I don't know why anybody gives a shit about like your great science, like
science
yeah,
it up, but don't,
space, outer space, like the universe, blah blah blah. It's like none of that is interesting to me. If every time I walk into a public place, I'm afraid I'm gonna get shot.
Right.
So
who cares about the next
like,
planet?
It's really hard for me to like study your fucking bullshit. Yeah. When all I care about is like making sure that my child doesn't. Right. Die at school.
And by the way, we're also concerned with the other stats that you gave us, but it doesn't take away from it. Well, you know, like, yeah, we know that depression takes people. We know that other things might take our lives, but we can worry about those also. It's in
right,
addition.
But also, I think his whole point is like, you know, we're all just like tiny specks on the butthole of the universe. And you're just like, yeah, I know. Like, I know.
Then don't worry if the world is
I
flat.
Don't matter. You don't right. matter. So why would you apologize for your tweet?
Well, in that track about flat Earth that I have in one of my albums, I'm saying how even he's bored with what he's looking at. all this, you know, boring science. And so he's got to go out and be like, you know what? Let me explain the Earth is round. He's bored. Let me do a tweet about gun violence, why it's not as big a deal as everybody's asking. Let me explain why Star Wars is bullshit. You're bored.
Yeah. I mean,
pick up a hobby.
My cousin Jaina, I think, is brilliant. Her take on outer space is, it's not for me.
Right.
Like, if the fabric of the universe, if that is something that literally has no bearing on your everyday life and doesn't help you to know about it, right. I mean, how important could it be? Like, we are all specks of dust. We do have smaller problems. Like, just, I don't know.
I just don't think that we should qualify one over another. It's like, Neil, your job is important for several reasons, maybe none that we can, you know, list, because it's not a kind of job that we can relate to, but our job is important because of a list, your job is important because of a list, and both of our jobs are not important because we're both specs. But if nothing's important, then don't tweet that to begin with. You can't say things are not important except for this tweet that I'm tweeting out.
Right, and that's, don't sexually harass women.
Yeah. Try not to do that too much. Maybe. Right? You know what? Actually, now that I think about it, more tweets.
Yeah.
Just stay home, though.
Do it by yourself, right. If anything. I wrote on my notes, public assholes being buttheads regarding that issue. Because, you know, Mitch McConnell, everyone... That friggin' lady with the Facebook thing that she deleted.
Yeah, why?
Violent,
we have
video
these shootings
because
of transgender people in video
games. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The poll that we put up for that one, does your relationship consist of two or more uneven oxen? 39% yes, they do.
I need that lift. I need that higher.
Right.
I need more uneven oxen.
Well, I think people are just confused. I don't know.
Right. I feel even, but also
there
are
days. I'm putting the cart before the horse, whatever that means. Okay.
I asked my dad, I just write uneven oxen. And he writes back, yes, but all three?
What? Huh?
I was just writing shit. How did you get weirder? I'm doing hieroglyphics next one.
Interesting.
You should write it in Hebrew. He'll be so thrilled.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
A hell of a story with Joe DeVito, another fast becoming a fan favorite new guest.
Mm-hmm. I like him.
He's remarkably open and somehow manages to be charming, even like when his actions maybe you wouldn't think so.
Like, yeah,
he's nice to talk to.
That's the thing. There are moments where I'm like, excuse me? And he's like, yeah, I'm a shit. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. Right.
Self-aware.
Yeah.
I like it.
He doesn't bother me because I'm not 23, but it is fun.
It is funny. If he didn't have such a good sense of humor about it, if he didn't let me shit on him and be like, you're just another old fuck who thinks like, I don't know why I'm attracted to 26-year-olds. Okay, well, if you don't know, then please leave.
He doesn't.
That's all.
Right. If he started defending it in a weird way, like, are you calling them stupid? They go to college. Then you'd look at it more sideways.
Honestly, I always still look at him sideways, but I have a good time with him. But he could be in a room with a lot of women his age talking to them. And he is. He's talking to me my age, like, you know, women my age are this, that, and the next. I'm just like, that's nice. And I always have to nod at these men because I can't be like, well, I'm a woman your age. Are you not enjoying talking to me? Because then it's like, well, am I just trying to get this person's attention? But to not connect with women your age ever and to be surprised, like, yeah, I guess this 27-year-old and I, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, this 27-year-old has the same thing as the 50-year-old, except the skin is tighter. I don't know that you know that that's it.
I think that they just fear death. They just fear it. That's like, true. That's what in the movie Moonstruck, one of my favorite films, the mother of Cher, played by Olympia Dukakis, her husband is cheating on her, and... then she asks everybody for the rest of the movie, why do men chase women? And then she just goes, I think it's because they fear death. And I also think it's because they fear death.
Actually, when you said that, I was like, that feels right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels right with the energy that those guys usually give.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's there's always that concerned, do I look younger or older? Do I act younger or older? Do I look dumb with this 27-year-old or can I pass? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah. I feel like if they could just like make time stand still or, you know, not mature or protect, you know, just see themselves through the eyes of a young woman who admires them, you know, rather than how they are just insecure about whatever they're insecure about, not dealing with whatever they're not dealing with, you know.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
God bless. Do whatever you want. I don't care.
As a man, is it different? Like interacting, like do you, because you're not analyzing him like we are, you know what I mean?
But, well,
but you must be.
I did notice one time as I'm having a party at my house, and all of a sudden it hit me that I'm talking to the 20-year-olds and not the 40-year-olds. And I'm like, huh, it's interesting. Hmm. I don't know.
Were you trying to get them to let you drink their blood or?
There was an energy. No, I don't know. I'm like, oh, I guess I find these people, I don't know. Maybe the other people are complaining about their joints. I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I think I'm supposed to be with the other group. The poll for that show, have you ever eaten ass?
Oh, yeah.
37% yes.
Good for you. I can't do it.
Yeah, I don't. I can't disclose. Obviously, I can't disclose that.
Right. A lady's a lady.
But, you know, it's important to know that with the poll. It's important to poll the people.
Yes.
Make sure you know.
Right.
Would you do it, Keith? Like, if the person you're with is into it?
I haven't done it, but I know I will do it.
You know you will.
Yeah.
Later today.
Later tonight.
Why do you know that you will?
Because why not?
Huh. But do you have to be asked, or are you like, fuck, everyone's doing it. Let's see what it is.
It'd be a weird to ask, right? Would you like to eat my ass?
No, people ask.
I don't know. I'd feel it out, no pun.
So you just want to see what the hubbub's about.
Sure.
I like that about you.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm a sport.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I like how Joe is like, I can't, you know, I can't keep up with the kids.
I
do have 28-year-old girlfriends, but then they want to lick my butthole, and that's a bridge too far.
I was joking a lady. She's like, what is this, 2017?
Yeah.
Yes, all.
Get back there, buddy.
Yeah.
I made a frowny face on my notes. So, should we move on?
Please.
Safety first with Chris Hasselt.
Correct.
Fun new guy.
Yeah. You like him?
At first, I was a little bit like, I don't know. What's going on? Are you like, have you listened to the show before? One of those where I was like, are we cool? Are we like boastful? What's going on? But then he like softened into it and we were having a lot of fun by the end.
What did we talk about with this guy?
Chris, we talked about fake radio interviews, you know, when people that work for the station call the station and, you know, put up some fake fight.
I felt like he was a bit interrupty to start.
That's funny.
Why?
Because Hinda mentioned that.
I am blanking on this person, which is why I asked you what we talked about. And my internet is down, so I can't. And so much has happened today.
He has
today.
Glasses.
He's the guy from the...
This is the worst.
This is the best. No. This like, is why people tune in.
My internet, I already like Googled him. I tried to go on our website. And I'm like, fuck, I got to admit this.
Hemna, this is why people tune into the show.
I've met 50 people since then. Fuck.
When we did the Christian Finnegan filling in for Pete Dominic show, he was the producer.
Oh, of course.
Oh, of course. Oh, my God. Of course, that gentleman.
I don't have to tell you, but we talked about the flight attendant that was hiding in the luggage compartment thinking, you know, Southwest Airlines is funny.
I'm sorry, but that is funny. If that happened and I was on that plane, right. I would be so happy. That would make me happy.
But it wouldn't bother you when they don't help you during the flight? Like,
what do I need help with? What do I need help with?
A snack. Your TV's not working.
I've never had, like, okay, I've been flying a lot lately, not to brag, but I am kind of a jet setter at this point.
Right.
taking half an hour flights all around the Northeast. And I don't have a problem on the plane. Mm. I like the flight attendant. You know, they're just...
It's just that right now in this, let's call it climate, with things jumping out at you at airplane/airport.
That's so funny, Hemda. That's so funny.
I hope the pilot does it too.
In the middle of the flight. Right. Gotcha.
How did I get here?
But magic. You know I love small chaos. You know I love right. a little bit of what the fuck is happening in here.
Yes. You like when small shipbird things happen.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And that is so funny, a grown woman in the luggage compartment.
And then you ask for headphones and it's $8.
Well, I bring my own headphones, you know?
Right.
It's like I'm not a tough customer.
Right.
I let him walk all over me and then I let him joke around. I don't know what to say.
The poll was, what's the funniest thing flight attendants do? Your choices were hide in the luggage compartments, tell well-worded jokes, act like they're there for you, but ignore any request you have.
Did I leave the studio? What was this day?
61% think their greatest jokes is not doing anything for you.
Hemda, what is your memory of this show?
I don't know. I do
you
remember.
You would be funny one day a week. I do a show without her and put it out. And weird
response.
And then
we recap it and she's like, yeah, my internet's down.
That's interesting because I have the same internet. I'm fine over here.
Now that I do remember him, he was interrupty. And when we met him at Sirius, he was in the booth, like doing the sound, picking up the calls, you know, pre-screening them, things like that. He was on the production side and he would chime in every once in a while. So he had like five interjections mm-hmm. of sort. Yeah. But I think that wall between him gives him a clear opportunity of when he needs to speak. And I think here he was interrupting, but with funny stuff. So
yes.
That's good. But it was a little hard. It makes it harder. So we did a little work, but I thought it was worth it. Super nice guy and very funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Okay. We got to move on.
Okay.
10% happier with Ophira Eisenberg.
Mm-hmm. You should have seen all of us after the show. First of all, you never hear this from Keith, like, what a fun show. Then he texts me after. I had such a fun time.
She's like the best person to live. And also, did you guys know that she does the American crossword puzzle tournament? She like is the commentator in the final tournament.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you should
she's
have her on
like
your show.
A huge deal in my world.
When they have giant crossword boards on the stage.
She
let's
does
say.
Like the color commentary for that. And it's so funny.
Get out. Are you going to have her on your show?
I mean, I would love to.
Let's do it.
You know, hook it up.
There we go. I'm number 1,167.
27, oh. Keith. Yeah.
Well, you know what was cute is like, so again, Keith doesn't always know right after the show that the show was good. He's always like, because he runs it a little more. Mm-hmm. He runs it completely. I'm just like reacting to him. So he has to focus a different way on the show. And so afterwards, he was just like, hands down, that was fun, blah, blah, blah. He texts me. So then I put us in a group chat. I'm like, Ophira, we keep talking about how much fun we had with you. So I thought we would maybe tell you. And she's like, I was going to ask to come back. I don't know if that's weird, you know, because it's like too soon, but I had such a blast. And then she responded on Instagram mm-hmm. too. And she said she's like 27% happier now that she did the show. And she's such a blast. What's funny is she's so uplifting, but if you notice, everything she says is negative.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It. Right.
She's a joy to listen to. Yes. And you could tell that the three of you were just genuinely clicking and having a good time.
And it's always been like that.
And even with that poor guy that called in about his divorce,
oh,
Chris,
shout out to Chris. Fuck. And I loved the poll because now people are talking about this on the forums.
If your partner broke up with you today, would you be surprised? Yes, no, or I don't have a partner. 16% say no, I would not be surprised. So out of people that have partners, it's even higher. So 20 some, maybe 30% of people would not be surprised if somebody ended it. And like Hemda says, I see on the forums, like, I just got to, not surprised, just got to, hey, do you want to meet up at a shitty diner and talk?
Yeah, well, this was interesting because he was already talking about, like, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised. I feel like I've kind of been getting the cold shoulder, something like that. Then two posts down, just got the text. She wants to talk.
Right.
And it's like all in the same week, in the same time that this is, it's, I love that we, no matter what we say here, everyone, there's someone that has the same situation. Mm-hmm. Bianca, what is that face?
Why are they in the relationship in the first place?
No, I just have like, I have like suspicion. This gentleman, while I believe that, you know, he's going through something, his reaction was so like clinical and weird.
On the phone?
On Chris? The phone. Okay. Yeah. I mean, Chris, I was like, you know, like have a feeling or don't call.
Well,
it just like freaked me out. And this could be my own baggage.
No, I don't think you're the only one who said that.
He was like, yep, so I told my parents and mm-hmm. we're going to separate our debt and now right. I'm blindsided and here is everything we're going to do about it. And it happened 5 minutes ago, but now I've moved out. Like all my stuff is packed. It's like, this seems a little bit like...
Well, maybe he's still numb too. Maybe it's a form of denial in a way.
That's what I thought. But I was uncomfortable with that because I was like, you're so like not in reality about this. Like you're like, I'm being so practical and I'm in reality. And that made it like even farther away from reality to me.
I think that's why his marriage broke up to begin with.
And it freaked me out.
Right, maybe.
Because if he's married to an addict, then she's more... spontaneous/chaotic, and he keeps it together.
Right.
And so he responds to everything by keeping it even more together.
Right.
While chaos is happening. He's like, nope, I got it. Nope, I got it. And so that's just going to be his response until he admits what he feels.
And I just want to say, shout out to you, sir. You're great.
Yeah.
It's all great. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying, you know, take a look at what's going on and maybe watch like Bridget Jones's Diary or, you know, like if you need to like jumpstart it, sometimes you have to jumpstart it by like, you know, a Dirty Dancing or
a Swingers.
Yeah, Swingers.
But isn't it funny that to get a grip on what's going on, he goes to her meeting instead of his meeting? Like that's such a control thing. Mm-hmm. Like I want to figure her out so that we can figure out this relationship. Go to Al-Anon and figure yourself out.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You'll cry.
It'll definitely not be fun.
It won't be fun.
You know, you can tell when somebody lies about going to therapy because they say like it's fun. You know, I remember Artie Lang was on Howard Stern. And Howard Stern was talking about going to therapy. And Artie Lang was like, yeah, I'm going once a week. And he's like, well, how do you like it? Good. I'm getting it's fun. I'm getting stuff out of it. And just as a listener, I'm like, you're not going.
Interesting. I never thought of it that way.
And then it turned out he wasn't.
Mm.
Funny.
Yeah. Like, oh, good. I love it. Like, you just started and you love it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So when I first started going to Al-Anon, I was like, something in here is hitting me well, but what the fuck is going on? Like, right. I was confused for like the first 10, but I got little bits of it. So I kept coming back. And now I have like meetings where I'm like, wow, that was really nourishing. It was a lot, but it was really great. And what a great group of women and things like that. But you're right. When you first start, it's like, you know what? I bottled things up so much. It is good to get. No, it's horrifying.
You
in
leave
the beginning.
Whistling. Was that a roller coaster?
Right.
Was that a theme park or was that my feelings?
Should I be paying you more? This is like eating a lollipop.
Yeah. The word fun doesn't really figure into it.
Right.
Like, it was good work. Like that's when I have a session with my therapist where whenever I cry, pretty much she's like, nice work today. It's like, yeah, we did some work. We fucking toted the barge.
The other big topic for that show was influencer.
Oh, right.
Brooke Houts.
I ended up seeing that video.
Who accidentally uploaded her beating her dog.
Yeah.
And?
Didn't need to see it.
Right.
She definitely spit on the dog.
Right.
Yeah. And she's a monster, obviously because she hit the dog, but that kind of stuff in your eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That rage.
That response to regular shit in life is not cool no matter how cool you are another time.
And she's also blaming the dog for her stumbling in the video. Like,
and the dog is just cute.
Hey, guys. Shit, I said good guys. And then the dog's there. It's your fault. Mm-hmm. Well, no one was supposed to see that video. Mm-hmm. So who are you doing that for?
Well,
you know what I mean? You're doing it so you don't have to blame yourself for stuttering. Mm-hmm. So you pretend to yourself, nobody else, that the dog was in your way.
The dog's the producer.
Right.
And so that's why she was so upset.
So, so evil. And that non-apology that took up 17 pages. Holy cow.
That was worse because, yeah. Because you could do that and then wake up to it and be like, you know what? Being a YouTube influencer, it is too much for me. I'm too young for this. I shouldn't be, like, my opinion shouldn't be taken that seriously. But instead, she was like, I'm trying the best I can.
Right.
The end.
I would never hurt my dog.
Right.
Except
right.
for that one time right. when I
okay, this rarely happens, A. And B, I'm actually the most friendliest to dogs out of all the people. Well, you going to go to all the people?
That must be another sign because that's how Trump talks. I am the most tolerant person. I am the best at, I would never blah, 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 like this very interesting language.
I think the Amazon Prime delivery guy hates me because I get all the treats and all the toys. But seriously, folks, you caught me on a bad day.
I think if you're apologizing for anything and it's longer than like 3 sentences, you have to take a right. look at what you've written.
You can't have more than a dozen buts in an apology.
You can.
But.
Right. That's a good one, too.
Not
I don't think you can have one but in
for
there.
For what? Right.
There is no but.
Am I the queen of the best? No. But.
Am I the princess of the best? Yes.
Maybe that's another sign you're answering questions that nobody asked
right,
you.
Right, right.
In question form.
Do I love my dog? Yes. Could I be better? Yes. Don't.
Did I beat up my dog? No. Did you see a video of me beating up my dog? Yes.
Do you forgive me? Yes. Are you pleased with me? Yes. Will you hit the bell and subscribe? Yes.
What does this spell? Y-E-S. Yes.
Will you save 10% on makeup thanks to my code? Yes.
Wow. The internet, man.
Yeah.
That's what we are. That's what we're on right now. If you're listening to this.
Are you listening to this?
Yes. What the fuck?
If you were dating her, I think you'd have to break up over that video.
If you were dating her, you're beating something up too. I mean, I guess. You just, the temperament is not any different. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, good thing we ended on that note. Thanks a lot.
I do want to say that it is a big deal if you like the guests, that you follow them, that you respond to them online.
Yes.
It is a very big deal. It actually is the thing that, you know, gets somebody like Ophir to be like, can I come back? And guests that maybe you haven't heard from in a while. I mean, actually, you guys are dangerous with that. Just fucking, never mind. This week's.
We talked about this.
So crazy.
It happened. This was during that week where I mentioned that app, Face App, mm-hmm. where it shows what you look like old. And we talked about, just very briefly, I mentioned the guy that keeps showing pictures of us old on our Facebook.
Especially mm-hmm. you.
And I'm like, who the fuck wants that? Why would I want to see myself old? So now I get this bit, and kind of this too, 5-hour-long apology. I should have done it. I know, Keith, how you hate to be roasted.
But.
Ba, 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 ba. Right, yeah, but.
It wasn't that deep.
I'm like, I wrote back, I think we're going to be okay.
Did I do your face on the Face App? Yes. Did I beat up a dog? No.
But we do make it easy. If you follow us on social media, you just have to go down our latest tweets and you will get to follow or at least comment on that show. The more response the people get, the guests get, the easier it is to book them again and the more they spread the word. So if we want to get other guests, people think it's a big deal and that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, and it's honestly thanks to you guys listening that I am number 1,127 on the Apple Podcast charts.
Let's break 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, you are responsible for my happiness. Yes.
Are you responsible for her happiness?
Yes.
These things, sometimes it takes like 10, maybe 20 people to make a huge, and I'm so serious, like 10, 20 people following somebody on Twitter because they heard them on the show, 10, 20 people giving 5 stars to Bianca's show could actually jump her into the top 1,000. It could break it, because you don't know where these charts are and you don't know what's happening, but all of that seems like a big deal because it is. And it's
use
like,
your power for good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. With great power comes great responsibility. Who said that? Like George Bush, right?
just do it. Who said that? Michael Jordan. I don't know. Okay, we gotta go. Runaway train, never coming back.
Little Sarah's 6 years old.
Runaway on a one-way track.
Billy is 4 years old.
Seems like I should be getting somewhere.
Tweet at someone.
Somehow I'm neither here nor there. Runaway train, never coming back.
Wrong way.
Here I am, just sitting on the rain. Like a bad man laughing at the rain. EthanTheGirl.com.
You're focused more on the kids, right?